Hello, I'm Maxine Clark, and you're listening to Consumer's Corner with readings from Consumer Reports. Today's article is a continuation from last week, and it's titled "Hijacked Reviews on Amazon Can Trick Shoppers." ReviewMeter is another site that tries to help shoppers avoid being duped by fake Amazon reviews. The site might flag a listing where reviews repeat certain phrases more than is typical for an Amazon page, where many reviewers have commented on the same diverse set of products, or where an abnormally large number of people have reviewed only one product. Tommy Noonan, the founder of ReviewMeta, that's ReviewMeta, says he first became aware of review hijacking in 2018. Quote, "People would write and give us feedback on our reports," unquote, says Noonan. "And they would say, 'Hey, your site is screwed up. It's showing reviews from different products, like there's something wrong with your data.'" Noonan says after a bit of digging, he realized that this was something different from fake reviews. "When we first discovered the problem, we wrote about it on our blog, and we kind of expected it to be one of those things that the sellers identified this loophole. They started exploiting it. And Amazon is going to do something to fix that within a month," Noonan says. That was over a year. For its part, Amazon disagrees with the methods and questions the accuracy of FakeSpot and ReviewMeta, according to an email statement we received from an Amazon spokesperson. Quote, "These websites have a business model that is inherently biased towards instilling distrust in reviews on Amazon's and other companies' stores," unquote. Review hijacking can boost a seller's business much faster than posting fraudulent reviews, says Thompson, the former Amazon services executive. "It takes time to create enough fake reviews to affect Amazon search results. In contrast," he says, "you hijack in the morning and by the afternoon you're getting lots of sales because you're on page one." The hijacking problem is widespread enough that an Amazon's seller central forum, one seller created a form letter that other sellers can use to notify Amazon if their listing has been hijacked. Quote, "We have helped numerous sellers escalate their cases of hijacked or sabotaged listings because otherwise they find action by Amazon teams hard to come by," unquote, McCabe says. "Typically sellers say they get no reply at all or a generic reply saying that the team will look into it. Amazon is a company that has solved seemingly impossible problems by tracking them piece by piece by piece," says Thompson. Why can't they solve this problem? How to avoid being tricked? The best way to protect yourself against review hijacking, experts agree, is the simplest one. Don't buy things without reading the reviews and never rely on just looking at the number of reviews and the average score. Instead, scroll down through the comments. My recommendation to all customers is to look at not only good reviews but also the bad reviews, Thompson says. How recently were they posted? And do you see reviews for completely different products? If you see misplaced reviews, let Amazon know about it. Underneath every review, there's a link to report abuse. You can fight back against unethical sellers by using it when you see something suspicious. The same tools Amazon uses to make reviews easier to pass can also make it easier for you to spot review hijacking. First, click the, quote, "See all reviews," unquote, button, and then sort the reviews by the most recent and note if these reviews seem more negative than the average rating would suggest, which could mean older reviews for a different product are bringing up the average score. 2. Every Amazon listing page also lets shoppers ask questions about products. If you see questions about trash bags on a page selling a back brace, that's a sign that something's awry. Images uploaded by customers sit at the top of all reviews. Pay attention to whether the photos match the product being sold. And finally, Amazon also collects common phrases from a product's reviews under the heading, quote, "Read reviews that mention," unquote. If you see the phrase, "Love these boots," appear under a listing for a battery charger, you might want to move on to a different product. This article was written by Jake Swearingen. He says, "I write about electronic doodads, gewgaws, and gimcracks. Before joining Consumer Reports, I was a technology writer at New York Magazine. During my off hours, I enjoy time with my wife and daughter in Bayonne, New Jersey, working on my baking and barbecue skills." Now, here's a companion article, also from Consumer Reports, on online shopping. This article is titled, "The Art of Online Discount," last updated in October of last year. Consumer Reports helps you save money all year round. Use tools for digital deals. 1. Get the lowest current price. Invisible Hand is a browser extension, downloaded from its website, that tracks prices at 11,000 online stores and sends you a pop-up notification so that you can see whether an item you're viewing is cheaper elsewhere. It works in the background of your browser. It's compatible with Chrome, Firefox, and Safari, and does not collect any personally identifiable information about you. Click on the pop-up and you'll be directed to the product page of the competing website. 2. Automate the coupon search. Forget about Googling coupon codes. The browser extension Honey, that's H-O-N-E-Y, finds and automatically enters them for you at checkout when you're shopping at one of thousands of participating stores. At checkout, you'll see a pop-up box asking whether you'd like to try all available codes. Click Yes, and Honey will run through them in a matter of seconds. The app collects data necessary to save you money, but doesn't sell it. Number 3. Give yourself a gift card. Buy gift cards below face value at sites like Raise, that's R-A-I-S-E, or Card Cash, C-A-R-D-C-A-S-H, and use them to purchase gifts for others. The sites list cards either unused or with remaining funds from consumers that can be purchased at a discount. The discounts vary. In December, gift cards for Best Buy can average 3% off and 20% off for Ann Taylor. 4. Get rewards for shopping. Use a shopping portal like Shopkick or Ebates to earn rewards on top of loyalty rewards and credit card points. Create an account on one of these sites, then click through to participating retailers, and rather than going directly to their homepage, to earn rewards for purchases made on those sites. 5. Get friendly over instant messaging. If you're shopping at a retailer that has an online instant chat service, use it to ask for a lower price. Say something about how much you like the product, but that is just a little too pricey for you. Ask whether there are any promotions or discounts that might make it more affordable. 6. Play hard to get. Abandon a full shopping cart on a retail website, and you may get an email the next day offering you a discount to complete the purchase. Kate Spade, as one example, recently offered a shopper 15% off an order she had left in a cart overnight. Be a follower, that's point number 7. Follow your favorite retailers on Facebook, Twitter, and other social networks. Sign up for their email and text alert about flash deals and exclusive discounts. Nordstrom, for example, was recently promoting its anniversary sale via Facebook, and Lord & Taylor frequently sends discount codes via text to consumers who opt in to them. Yes, this means those platforms and their marketing partners may be better able to target you with promotions. Want to reduce this kind of online tracking? Learn how to shop undercover. 8. Download the app. Some retailers have additional deals only for mobile customers. Turn on the app's notification to get them. The Kohl's app, for example, offers notifications of discounts and allows users to track and redeem their rewards. 9. Pretend you're a newbie. Log in with a secondary email address, which might fool a site into thinking you're a first-time visitor. This may entitle you to discounts offered only to new customers. 10. Follow the leaks. Some of the largest retailers strategically share their Black Friday circulars to places like BFAAds.net, which posts them for consumers. And we also break news about Black Friday deals right here on CR.org. If you see early word of a sale on something you plan to buy, up the odds you'll get it before it sells out by putting the item in your cart on the retailer's site before the big sale day and setting a reminder to finish the purchase once the sale starts. Skip shipping costs. 11. Free Amazon Prime. If you're not already a member of Amazon Prime, you can sign up for a 30-day free trial just for the holiday season to get free 2-day shipping. But Amazon will automatically charge you for the service at the end of the trial period. So, remember to cancel if you don't plan to keep the membership. 12. Free Shipping Day. On December 14th, more than 1,000 retailers are expected to offer shipping deals with no minimum order threshold. Go to freeshippingday.com to get codes to enter at checkout. A roster of this year's lineups for participants is available on the website. This is a note to the listener. Remember, this article was written in October of 2018. Therefore, for the free shipping day in 2019, please go to freeshippingday.com to get that updated information. 13. Pick up in store. If your online retailer has a walk-in counterpart that's convenient to you, driving to the store is a great no-cost option if you've missed the cut-off date for free shipping. 14. Bunch your purchases. Many websites have a minimum purchase amount that you must get to qualify for free shipping. See if you can buy multiple gifts on one site that will add up to the minimum, says Michelle Hutchinson, Global Head of Communications and Money Expert for Finder.com. You'll have to send the purchases to yourself because many retailers don't allow you to ship to multiple addresses. And finally, 15. Ask for it. A phone call to customer service or a request over instant chat may yield a discount or a free shipping code. Editor's note. This article also appeared in the December 2017 issue of Consumer Reports magazine. The next article from Consumer Reports is titled 5 Steps to Protect Your Home. It was written on August 1, 2019 and is from the current issue of Consumer Reports. How to buy the right insurance coverage at the best possible price. Do you have enough homeowners insurance? Are you paying too much? These tips will help you fine-tune your most important coverage to make sure your home and its contents are well protected at the best price. Number 1. Close any gaps in your coverage. There are no state-mandated requirements for homeowners coverage as there are for auto insurance in most states, and a mortgage lender may only require you to insure for 80% of the replacement value of your home. But being underinsured could leave you on the hook for a significant sum, especially if you need to completely rebuild. For maximum protection, Consumer Reports recommends that you insure for the full replacement cost of your home. The value of the added protection is well worth the added cost, says Gary Blackwell, who owns an independent insurance agency in Conrith, Maine. Quote, instead of insuring a $500,000 home for $400,000, he says, adding an additional $100,000 in coverage for, say, roughly $100 a year is a good deal. Unquote. Remember that a homeowner's policy won't cover damage from normal wear and tear, which is why it's important to maintain your home. For instance, your insurer would cover a leaky roof and related problems caused by a fallen tree limb, but it wouldn't cover damage caused by a roof that leaked because it was poorly maintained. And ditto for damage from infestations of pests like termites. 2. Find ways to lower your premiums. Try one or more of these proven ways to bring down the cost of your premiums. Shop around. In our summer 2018 homeowners insurance survey, more than 10,000 Consumer Reports members out of about 81,000 respondents said they'd change carriers in the previous 3 years. More than half of those who switched said they did so because they got a better price. Some state insurance departments publish rate comparisons. Floridians, for instance, can go to Floor, that's FLOIR.com. Californians to insurance.ca.gov. You can also get quotes from an independent agent who sells policies from several insurance companies. Comparison shopping sites such as insure.com, NetQuote, and SelectQuote are also good places to look for coverage. Note, though, that our top-rated companies, USAA for military members, veterans and their eligible relatives, and AMICA, A-M-I-C-A, use their own agents and their homeowners insurance isn't included in shopping sites. You'll have to apply directly with each of them to get quotes. Bundle coverage. Purchasing your homeowners and auto coverage from the same company can provide savings of up to 30% overall. Raise your deductible. Higher deductibles equal lower premiums. Going to a $1,000 deductible from $500, for instance, can shave up to 25% off your premium, says the Insurance Information Institute, an industry organization. Make home improvements. Replacing old plumbing or adding a security system and water or gas leak detection sensors can each provide insurance savings of 2 to 6% or more. Replacing a roof with an impact-resistant one can save up to 35% in some states. Cutting back dry brush around dwellings and outbuildings in a fire-prone area can earn you a 5% break on your premium. 3. Boost your liability protection. The liability insurance limit included in homeowners' policies to cover costs and damages resulting from lawsuits usually starts at $100,000. But depending on where you live, you could be sued for nearly all of your assets, including investments, real estate, and personal property. So increase your liability limit if the value of your assets exceeds $100,000. Your safest bet is to buy coverage worth at least as much as your assets. Umbrella or excess liability coverage can provide this added protection. It increases your liability protection beyond the limits of your home and auto policies in case you're sued for accidental injury or property damage. It can also cover additional perils, including lawsuits against you for libel or slander. To get it, you may have to raise the liability coverage limits on your auto and home policies first. A $1 million umbrella liability policy generally costs a few hundred dollars a year. Buying more umbrella coverage can be cost-effective. State Farm, for instance, says that on average, raising $1 million in coverage to $2 million costs 75% of the additional premium. 4. Consider flood coverage, even in a low-risk area. Homeowner policies will cover flooding only if it's caused by a pipe or other system that breaks in your home. Protection against flooding and mud flows originating from the outside must be covered by flood insurance. National flood insurance, provided by the federal government, insures dwellings for up to $250,000 and contents for up to $100,000. It's mainly sold through private agents. You can buy additional coverage through a private flood insurance carrier, while the average national flood insurance premium is about $700 annually. The premium for a low to moderate risk property could cost an affordable $325 a year. Given the price of coverage and the fact that about a quarter of flood claims come from low to moderate risk areas, it's a worthwhile expense for many people. Go to FloodSmart, that's FloodSmart.gov, for an estimate of what it will cost to cover your home. What are the most costly claims? Fire. $18,438 medium amount paid for settled claims. That's about 2% of all settled claims are fire-related. Hail, $12,629. That's about 35%. Roof, $6,688. That's 3%. Water damage, non-weather-related, $6,537. That's about 24%. Wind damage, $5,647. 9%. Snow, ice, or freeze, $5,583,000. Totaling to about 3%. Water, weather related, $5,556. 5%. Fallen tree, $4,110, contributing to 7% of the total. Lightning strike, $3,912, amounting to 2%. And theft, $3,724, amounting to 4%. The source for this information is a Summer 2018 Consumer Reports Homeowners Insurance Survey. Data represents 5,248 Consumer Reports members who filed a claim for a single cause of damage we asked about, excluding pending and rejected claims. 9 additional causes aren't shown because of insufficient number of claims to reliably calculate a median value. And finally, the 5th step to protect your home? Be savvy about submitting claims. Making multiple claims in a short period will probably trigger a rate increase or even cause your insurer not to renew your policy. Making 3 claims in 2 years, for instance, shows you have a proclivity for claims, says Loretta Waters, a spokeswoman for the Insurance Information Institute. Half of surveyed Consumer Reports members who filed a claim in the past 3 years said they saw no subsequent premium increase. Only 12% had hikes of $200 or more annually. That suggests there's not much of a downside to filing a single claim. If you file infrequently an insurer isn't going to raise your rate or decline to renew your policy as a result, Water says. Still, avoid making claims of just a few hundred dollars above the deductible, Gary Blackwell says. Doing so might erase discounts you're getting for remaining claim-free. If you're dealing with an independent agent, discuss the pros and cons with him or her before you report. As Blackwell points out, we look at the entire picture. This article also appeared in the September 2019 issue of Consumer Reports magazine. And now for the final article, which adds a little bit of levity. It's titled, Selling It: Goofs, Glitches and Gotchas Spotted by Our Readers. Marketers want their products and services to be noticed and applauded, but sometimes the attempt backfires. When it does, our eagle-eyed readers let us know, submitting examples of rip-offs, poorly worded ads, half-empty packaging, outlandish claims, and goofs that have made them laugh out loud. First one is titled, Signs of the Times. These peculiar postings may make you do a double take. It reads as follows. America's Best Value Inn. And they are hiring a housekeeper. Underneath it, it says, Low Rates. Insufficient Pay. They shouldn't be surprised if they don't get many applicants. This was submitted by Jeannie Alexander, seen in Sarasota, Florida. The next sign is Gino's Pizzeria, and beneath it, it says, Ask us how to get a free pizza sent right to your PHO space NE. Press 6 for pepperoni. We are not sure this place can deliver on its phony promise. Submitted by Susan Hines, seen in West Warwick, Rhode Island. The next sign reads, Notice, no signs allowed at this intersection. Double negative. This sign is playing fast and loose with its own rule. Submitted by Patrick Caputo, seen in Waldoboro, Maine. And the final one is Winston Elementary. Sneak a peek, August 6, from 4:30 to 6. Frist, day of school, August 8. Class clown? We wouldn't know whether to laugh or cry at this school's spelling slip-up. Frist, F-R-I-S-T, as opposed to first day of school. Submitted by Anonymous, seen in Douglas County, Georgia. That's all the time we have today. You've been listening to another edition of Consumer's Corner with readings from Consumer Reports. Until next time, I'm Maxine Clark, signing off. Goodbye.